Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with lifelong friend Brent Reinhold. Welcome, Brent.
Well, hey there, Scott. It's good to see you. Any reason we get a chance to get together is always good.
Oh, that's how I feel. Now, Brent, for years, you guys have been Reinhold's Town Square Furniture. I remember the jingles back in the day and everything, and your kids and the ads and everything.
Yes.
But you have a name change here.
Yeah, so last year, we did change the name of the business to Reinhold's Furniture and Mattresses, just because a lot of people didn't realize we had mattresses.
Sure.
And we had opened up a store in Columbia City, and we put the name Furniture and Mattresses in there for that reason, and we just figured it made sense to line up and just have both of our stores have the same name. So Reinhold's Furniture and Mattresses it is.
Right. Well, you guys always have something special going on here. In fact, before we get started, tell us about the cross-country girls that just came in.
Yeah, so probably about 20 years ago, Dave Furnival worked here, and he had a daughter, Sarah. Shout out to Sarah! And she decided she was going to run cross-country. So her and a friend would run after school, and they would come uptown, grab a cookie, and say hi to her grandpa,
sure,
and then leave.
Sure.
And they did that, you know, the whole preseason and season. The next year, she came back with a few more girls. And then the next season, a few more girls. And then she graduated, but the other girls kept coming.
That's right.
So then it became the track, girls track team would come, the distance runners. And then it expanded into the boys cross country and track teams for the high school, but then it expanded into the middle school. So for years now, we have kids coming in during their training, and they look forward to getting a cookie at Reinhold's while they're doing it. So it is so much fun. It's crazy how it started from one girl years ago visiting her grandpa into us giving away dozens of cookies every week to kids out running.
Now, do you check their credentials to make sure they're on the team, or they just run in here and get a cookie?
Yeah, I never really thought about that, but as far as I know, they're all legit.
Okay.
Yeah, benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Well, you guys always have something exciting going on here. In fact, you've got spring into the summer sale?
Our spring into summer sale is getting ready to start up in about a week. It'll be May 9th through the 16th, and it's a really exciting time for us. People have been kind of cooped up. It's been such an extreme winter with so much cold and snow, and our spring has been so extreme with rain and wind. People are just fed up.
Yes.
And,
yes,
you know, they want to get out and do things, and they want to get their homes set up for the spring and summer. So it's just a perfect time to come in. We've got specials on everything. Our store, we've revamped the whole thing downstairs and upstairs.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So we've just got a ton of furniture, and just really want to get people in here and get them exactly what they need.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And also this year, you guys are turning a big anniversary.
Yeah, so this is our 90th year in business.
Wow.
So it was 1936 that my grandpa started up our original business, and I'm now third generation, and we've got the fourth generation going strong both here and at our Columbia City store.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't I see the fifth generation or whatever?
Yeah, so we did have Jackson in here. We have I have four grandkids, and Jackson was in here recently. And his job when he comes in, he wants to work. So he straightens up pillows and kind of goes around. He has his responsibilities, make sure the sale tags are turned so people can see him.
Yeah.
It's something my kids would always do. I would let them wind the grandfather clocks, but with very close supervision.
Yes, yes.
It's fun to have the fifth generation involved.
That's
but
awesome.
I got to check the labor laws. We probably have to hold off just a little bit before he can officially work.
You did not hear that here.
Or at least before I have to pay him.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So we're excited about that, all the grandkids, and we'll see what happens that way. I'm not going to push.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You guys have always gotten so involved in the community, and I think that's one reason people love you guys so much, because not only do you sell furniture, you have fantastic service. It's local people. You're not going anywhere. And so people can feel comfortable buying something from you guys because you guys really take care of people.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting. We have people coming in here saying, oh, I remember coming in here with my parents when I was little.
Yeah.
So it has been generations of people who come in here, and it's nice being known as a stable business, mm-hmm. and something that people get excited about coming into. But people still expect their cookies.
Sure.
You know, so that's okay, too. If we're known for cookies, that's fine. But if they come in for the furniture, too, that's even mm-hmm. better.
Yeah. And the beautiful location right here on the north side of the courthouse in Warsaw, Indiana. And you have a location in Columbia City now, too.
Yeah, so the Columbia City location is right near the courthouse as well. It's
That's
just
right.
one block to the west.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah, one block to the west on Van Buren Street. So it's pretty similar setting.
Yeah.
So easy to get to.
All right. Well, my big question is, those track stars have been coming in here for 20 years. Have they bought any furniture?
So I know that early on there were a couple twins, I don't know what their names were, but they would come in here, and when their mom needed furniture, they made their mom come in and buy furniture
from us.
Awesome. So they came in with their mom, and they say, yeah, we're from the track team or cross country team, whatever it was. So yes, they bought. And then when the girls go by on the floats for the homecoming parade mm-hmm. and stuff like that, they just get so excited and start yelling Reinholdt and everything.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's definitely creating some of a bond, I guess, uh-huh. between us and them. So, yeah, they'll be future customers.
Great. Yep. Well, Brent, thank you for all you do for our community and for just everything you guys do to support everything. You guys have been so awesome for 40 years in Warsaw now?
Yeah, 44 years in Warsaw, and lots of years before that, too. So we're going to be here a lot longer. I'm planning on being here myself, but we'll have that fourth generation, fifth generation still leading the charge.
Yep. Well, thank you, Brent, for joining us today, and thanks for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And please stop by and say hi to Brent and grab a cookie.
Sounds good, everybody. Take care.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Date night at the movies.
I got popcorn.
Shh. Sorry, and some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I'm with a great team. I'm with Owens Fresh Meat Market and Abate. Christy, you have a great fundraiser you're doing for Abate. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, on May 8th, it's a Friday night, we're going to do an all-you-can-eat pulled pork and pulled chicken and some sides. That's included with their ride cost. And also, if you just want to come and just look at all the bikes and just eat some food, we do have, it's $15, which is a great deal. We're just trying to do some different partnership and, help out some great people in this community.
Oh, wow. That's really nice of you. Now, if people haven't been to Owens Fresh Meat Market yet, which I hope everybody's been here, tell us about Owens Fresh Meat Market.
All right. We're a family-owned business. Our main goal is to get as fresh a product to you as we can. We go right from the field right to your fork, I guess.
Yeah.
We do have, we have catering here. We have, baked goods. We bake a lot here in-house. We're looking at opening the slaughter floor is coming.
Yeah.
So, we're trying to be as close as we can. And realistically, we're not that much more money than if you go to Walmart.
Right.
You just know where your meat's coming from. So,
right.
Yeah,
and Leesburg, Warsaw's almost connected to Leesburg now. So I think you're, 3 miles north of Walmart area?
Yeah, we're not that far. And our new location downtown is going to be even closer for everybody. So.
Yeah. You brought that up. So let's talk about that a little bit. We shot a video with you last week, and within, 48 hours, it had 60,000 views because you're bringing a grocery store to the south side of Warsaw. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I went viral.
Yeah, you did. You're famous.
We've been looking at locations down there, but parking's been an issue. We found they're going to be putting 30 spots in for us down there, and we're excited. We're hoping sometime in May to be opening at least with something in there, but by June being right in there.
Wow, that's a fast turnaround.
It is. Yeah, we're just waiting for the parking lot right now, and then we'll get some cases in there, and it'll be similar to what we have here, but it's going to be evolving as we go and what people need. But we've seen a lot of what people want, so we're hoping to get what you guys need down there.
Oh, yes. You had probably the most comments on any post that we've ever posted on the Kosciuszko Chamber site. And if people, it's going to be just south of Warsaw on the big curve before you get to the high school. It used to be Kendall Electric. There was a just south of the Red Mountain, a big blue pole building.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to be putting some signs up there pretty soon saying coming soon. So, yeah.
Well, I bet you have people lined up around the block. So, you have such a wide variety of stuff. I mean, I can't believe you have so much stuff. And most of it's here local, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and we have vendors that come in here that we give spots to so that they can sell their products so that it can be as local and fresh as we can get it.
Right. Now, not only do you have the grocery and the deli and the meat market, which is as fresh as fresh can be, now you also, on certain days, certain times, you have food available just to come in and like a buffet. Tell us about that.
6 days a week we have hot food. Currently I do not on Sunday, but it is something that we're looking at. But every Friday is our barbecue Friday and every Saturday is our breakfast buffet. And we probably have over 100 people that come every Saturday between 8 and 11:30 to get our breakfast buffet.
Yeah. Now who's your chef for all this?
That's Amanda. This? Yeah.
Well, Amanda.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Tell us about how you prepare the food, or tell us about your background. Tell us anything you want to know about how you prepare the food.
Well, I was doing some catering and I was coming in and buying meat, and the next thing I know, I had a job. So I don't remember filling out an application or anything, but here we are. So all the meat is smoked in-house. Oh. Of course, it's all local meat.
Sure.
All the sides are made fresh in-house. Our salads are made in-house. Today I did brisket, ribs, burnt ends, and I'm just about sold out. We were sold out of brisket by 11:30 today. So
oh my goodness.
Really awesome.
So what hours do you serve hot food?
We generally start around 10:45, and it goes until we sell out. So sometimes we have some left over at 4 or 5 o'clock. Sometimes we sell out by 1 o'clock. It just depends on the demand for the day. It is definitely picking up with the weather changing, I'll tell you that. So if you want barbecue, you need to get in early. I'm going to double what I do, but you got to get in early.
Well, thank you, Amanda. Now I'm here with Donnie from Kosciuszko County Abate. Donnie, tell us a little bit about Abate and all the great things you do.
Abate, we advocate for writers' rights. We are American bikers aimed toward education. We have training classes for experienced riders and non-experienced riders. You can get online, abateofindiana.com, and you can get on there and find you a class to get into so you can learn how to ride. As far as what we do around the community, we do a lot around the community.
Sure do.
You know, you come the holiday seasons and we do a lot for the kids. Mm-hmm. We do a kids charity ride. So we collect a lot for the kids, and we do things during the fall time or springtime too, sorry. And that's our bowling. Mm-hmm. And we do that. The kids come up. That's one of our kid-friendly events. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot around the community. And let's go back to this. You know, the Owens Fresh Meat Market here is doing a ride for us.
That's awesome.
Greatly appreciated. You know, this is the first time I've been in this store. And, wow, I couldn't believe everything you guys do here. It's like a little store, you know. It's really cool. Sure. But we're doing a ride that evening on May 8th. The kickstands will be up at 5:30. Registration at 4:30. It's $20 a rider, $10 passenger. Meal is included on that ride. You can eat before or after the ride. It's a 2-hour ride with stops. So come down, join us, enjoy the ride. If you don't ride, you don't have a bike, it don't matter. The public is welcome to come down and eat. $15 a plate, mm-hmm. All you can eat.
Yeah, they're sure going to lose money on me, Donnie, I tell you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's like this is for carry-in or eat out. You know, it's like, wow.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We're going.
Okay, so those times again, it's for if you want to eat, it's 4:30 to 8:30. Now, if you're going to ride, registration's at 4:30 and kickstands up at 5:30, 2-hour ride. Now, can you come eat before, go on a ride, and still keep eating afterwards?
Oh, well.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
I tried, everybody. All right. Well, join us Friday, May 8th up at Owens Fresh Meat Market for all-you-can-eat food and support a great local organization.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.